Welcome back, family. This is your boy, D. For you smarter and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means that, hey, I got one for you. I cooked it up. I actually did the dishes. You don't even have to do the dishes. All I ask you to do, if this meal is so good, take your shoes off and wiggle your feet, as Les Brown says when he talked about his mom and her baking skills as far as cooking cakes and pies. So today's episode is entitled, How Important Are Communication Skills in Project Management? Again, how important are communication skills in project management? Listen, family, I'm going to be honest with you. You know how we do. We have the foundation, and then we have our three concept. I'll get right to it, and we'll move on. The foundation of communication. First of all, if you haven't or if you don't know, this career in project management, you have, and I do mean you have to constantly be working on your communication styles, not just verbal and not just written. It's a combination of both. You have to be able to write effectively. You have to be able to speak effectively. And this takes time, family. So don't beat yourself up if you're not this orator that could speak. And no. You just need to be able to communicate to the project team that you're working with effectively so they can understand what needs to be done and they can go and do it. So again, I'm gonna touch on my first principle. And you know what's so funny too, family, is when I've talked about in the majority of my videos, I always bring communication in as one of my pillars of project management, because without being able to communicate, the project wouldn't run effectively. Just think about it. If no one is communicating with their cross teams or communicating, let's say accounting is not communicating with legal, and we need them to be communicating because they're literally working off of each task, meaning if once accounting finishes this particular implementation, then legal can come in and do their implementation. But if they're not having that conversation, you know what tends to happen, family. If you don't know, let me explain or expound upon it. What tends to happen is they'll say, well, I thought they would send me an email or shoot me an IM in Teams or give me a call. And then the person, the resource responsible who completed their task and now it's up to them. I mean, it's up to the other team to work on theirs. Sometimes that team is not going to even tell them, hey, yeah, we just finished our task. Now it's on you. They'll sit back and say, well, they knew the due date. They knew the date when their task was up to start and begin, and they just never went in there and started. They waiting on us. And we've been done. So being able to communicate it cross-functionally, family, oh my God, you just don't understand how important that is as a project manager. I mean, even as a person that's on the actual project team, how important it is. So I'm gonna unpack a couple different communication types, and then from there I'll talk about the importance of having amazing communication, and then we'll end it off with some feedback. So again, a couple communication types. So I think I had down like email, phone, audio, as well as video. And reason why I said that, family, for phone, audio, and video, because I say audio like phone, like conference calls, so it may not be a visual piece. But then I've had calls where I've FaceTime off my iPhone to with clients, so because they had an iPhone and such and such. So there, that's that form of communication. And then the actual conference call, when I say that, I'm speaking of sort of like Zoom or Microsoft Teams or anything that allows to be a video to be involved. And then again, like I said, phone messages, meaning text messages. And then of course, one that really kind of doesn't get a lot of attention, but is leveraged, and I'm starting to see this being leveraged a lot more, and that's discussion boards, or some people even call them water cooler. And in a Teams chat or in a Slack or you name the platform. And what I notice is that let's say, and it's really great too, because the reason why I say it's great, let's say as a project manager, I ran into something and I just don't know which direction to go in, and I can post it in there and say, hey guys, has anyone experienced this with this particular client? Could you, and if you have, can someone give me some feedback or whatever? So basically it can be used as a form, as a lessons learned, which is amazing. So that's why communication, not just to your project team, but to other project managers, you guys should be exchanging information and learning and growing from each other, because you're doing the same role. They may be in different departments, but the principles of the foundation of project management is going to be the same no matter where you go. Point number two, or concept number two, the importance of amazing communication. Let me explain what I said there. I know that was a little stretch, and I was reaching a little bit, but the reach is valid. Let me explain why. When you're able to have amazing communication, whether you're communicating via email, through email or through a meeting, when you're able to have it where you lead people to where the status updates are, and that you give such an efficient status update that nobody has questions for you because they're like, oh, wow, he got this or she has this. That's what you want. Now, from time to time, you do want questions. And maybe, I shouldn't even say time to time, the majority of the time, you probably do want questions. But you want to be so crisp. You want to be so sharp in how you describe the project and the status of giving a proper status update. And maybe one day I'll walk you through that, family, of how I give my status updates, or because it's important. There's a structure of how I go about doing it that really eliminates a lot of those nitpick questions. And I only learned this through mentorship and actually just being horrible at giving status updates and creating a framework that allowed me to to give exact information, whether it's in a high level or a very detailed response. So I may do a video on that if that's something you're interested in. Leave a comment if you want to know kind of when you're structuring your project status updates, how you should structure it to communicate to leadership or in even communicating to your project team. All right. Last and final one is feedback, or like I call them feedback loops. Being able to have the ability to receive and give feedback, because you got to keep in mind, this is a team that you're working with. And again, projects vary. It could be 1 week to a decade or multiple years. And so this is a team you are working with consistently. And you need to be able to, watch this, be open to feedback and also be able to give feedback to the project team of saying, and I want to give some examples. I just don't want to leave you out there like that. So here's some examples of giving feedback. Hey, John, I see that you've been missing a lot of our calls here. Is the time of where I have the call scheduled, does that not align with your calendar? Do I need to move it? Do I need to, you know, talk to me? What's going on? Because we really need you there. You're an important piece to this project. Oh, you know what? I didn't know that you had me marked as optional. Oh, my apologies. Let me move you to required, because we definitely need you there. Can we count on you for the next meeting? It's scheduled for Friday. Is that good? Right now is Wednesday. So would that work? Yeah, absolutely. Great. See, family, what I'm showing you there is I'm saying that you can't just outright assume that just because someone is not joining your meeting that they don't want to be there. Now, sometimes it's true. I'm just going to tell you that. Sometimes it's true. But then there's other times where this is why it's important. My father, he would always say this. He said, this is why it's always good to talk. And what that means is basically having that dialogue. And the example I just gave you, he's seen that he was marked down optional. And so he was just like, well, I guess I don't really need to show up because they're good. So now that I know that, now I say, oh, okay, well, no, we need you at required. So let me make you a required attendee, so you'll know that, hey, when we have this meeting that's coming up on Friday, that you can attend. All right, family. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I gave you a little bit more, but communication, whether written or verbal, is very key to be an exceptional project manager. Until next time, this is your boy, E.D., and I'm gone.